Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton is proposing the hiring of 5 additional public safety officers to the Bloomington Police Department. Hamilton is expected to put the proposal before the city's budgetary meeting later in August. City of Bloomington Communications Director Yael Cassander says the 5 proposed officers would ultimately act as community liaisons rather than law enforcement officials.
The addition of these officers, one, of course, who will, strictly speaking, be a sworn police officer, the other 4, 3 of which will be in the police department and 1 of which will be in community and family resources department, are non-sworn positions. So they're not officers, strictly speaking. They're safety, public safety officials, but they have roles that are meant to be preventive or diversionary. So these people are going to be charged with creating connections in the community and providing services more than any sort of enforcement. So being not only eyes and ears on the street, but really creating liaisons in the community and being a liaison between people in town, residents, business owners, et cetera, and government, and providing services, directing people to resources that they need. Whether if someone needs, you know, a pair of shoes, for example, there's no reason to get a badged officer involved. You know, rather one of our neighborhood resource specialists or the social worker that we're proposing for the police department would be a more appropriate person to connect that person in need with services.
The proposal from Mayor Hamilton's office comes under the recommendations of the City's Safety, Civility, and Justice Task Force. That task force included recommendations for a greater police presence in downtown, which often displaced individuals experiencing homelessness. Cassander says the 5 proposed officers would work in tandem with BPD to mitigate the law enforcement approach to engaging with homeless individuals.
People who are experiencing homelessness are one of the populations that we hope to benefit from this initiative, for sure. But really, I think we'd like to think about these positions more broadly. You know, the neighborhood resource specialists, for example, are people who are going to be clued into neighborhoods across Bloomington, not just downtown or Kirkwood. And they're going to be your go-to folks for things like welfare checks, making sure that people in the community who are elderly, people in your neighborhood who don't get a lot of visitors are okay. Resolving disputes between neighbors, making sure code violations are attended to. You know, they're going to be your connection to city services. Kind of it's like kid glove sort of service, your ambassador or your liaison to the city. The folks who are experiencing homelessness in the community are also very much in mind and front and center in terms of these considerations.
Cassander says Hamilton's 5 proposed additional public safety officials would not be sworn in positions and would prioritize providing services to communities rather than enforcing the law. Hamilton's proposal would place 4 of those positions under the Bloomington Police Department, with the final position added to the city's Community and Family Resources Department. Cassander says the 5 additional positions come from a conversation with IU's School of Social Work.
We had a social work professor from the IU School of Social Work to talk about the specifically the social work position that's being proposed. That position and the night ambassador or after hours ambassador or night mayor, you might even call it, position, both of those positions are really new in the U.S. in terms of the ranks of public safety. There are very few departments, actually, across the country that have a social worker on staff, police departments, that is. And so the hope is that with the addition of this position, there can be a more appropriate assignment for people's needs than is traditionally allocated to, say, enforcement. So it is actually exciting. Bloomington has the opportunity here to sort of lead the charge with regard to community policing and the police department serving as a provider of services.
Mayor Hamilton's proposal is expected to go before the city's next budgetary hearing meeting on August 20th.